Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply a war of words. A war of words. Now, you've heard that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. I like to say, my friends and neighbors, that statement is not accurate, because more people on the planet have been hurt by words than all the sticks and stones that have ever been on the earth. My friends, I say that the words that people are speaking are cutting and wounding and hurting more often than sometimes even healing. Well, the Bible outlines the importance of words, because in Proverbs 18 and 21, we discover that death and life are in the power of our tongues. Then Jesus even outlines in Matthew 12 and 37, for by our words we're justified, or by our words we could be condemned. And then, my friends, remember when he said in Matthew 4 and 4 that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God? Yes, my friends and neighbors, words are important. And the way we handle ourselves in our communication is the first evidence of our faith in Christ. In fact, my friends, I'd say today our four key elements of how to become a word master are found in our word acronym. And if we apply these principles, we can win every time. That W in our word acronym reminds us of the importance of waiting. Yes, my friends, just wait. You see, only fools speak quickly. The wise take their time. Remember, the Bible says in James 1 and 19, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Then we discover in Proverbs 29 and 20 that a man that is hasty in his words, there is more hope of a fool than it is for him. Think about it. If you were given a target to hit, and you had an object to throw at that target, and you closed your eyes without aiming, it's quite possible that you would never hit that target. If you're just swinging wildly, throwing wildly, even soldiers in the army are trained on how to aim their gun to hit their target. They're not just shooting randomly, they're shooting with a purpose. By the same token, my friends, when it comes to us, when we're speaking, we've got to exercise those same type of elements. How do we do it? First of all, it does take willpower. We've got to discipline our minds not to speak before it's time, whether that means biting our tongue or clenching our lips or smiling or whatever we've got to do. Let's just exercise the power of our will and say, I'm not talking on this topic right now. Then ask questions. One of the best ways to wait for a response is to continue to ask questions. The more questions you ask, the more information you gather. Then invite openness. Invite people to communicate with you freely. Let them know they don't have to be intimidated or afraid or nervous or apprehensive to talk to you, but they can talk to you like they do in the corporate world with the open door policy. Say whatever they need to say and you can receive it in good faith. Then take notes. That's another way to help you wait. Write down what they're saying so that when you go back home or wherever you have to do the process, the information, you can read over all the information that you have before coming up with a response. Then the O in our word acronym reminds us of the importance to be organized with our words. Remember, the Bible tells us in Colossians 4 and 6 to let our speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that we'll know how to answer every man. We should separate the emotional from the factual. We don't have to be emotional in communications, my friend. The Spirit can guide us and give us that calm, that peace. We organize our thoughts and we take out everything that might be offensive. We take out everything that's grounded in our emotions and we deal only with the truth. That's the art of becoming objective, even in a courtroom. A judge and jury are tasked with separating their feelings from every case. In fact, if the judge or jury has a bias that can impair their ability to be objective, they're removed from the case. And by the same token, my friends, we don't want anything to impair our ability to be objective. We want to be able to communicate freely with those in our circles, and that's why we have to be objective and seek the advice of others. Remember, the Bible says, he that walks with wise men shall be wise. We've got to walk with wise men and organize our thoughts. Then the R in our word acronym reminds us to rehearse and remember. Yes, you see, actors rehearse their lines and practice their scenes for many months before the movie is released. Comedians rehearse their jokes. Even a bride and groom rehearse their wedding vows before the big wedding. And yes, my friends, we must plan and practice what we're going to say to someone else so that they're not irreparably offended. Then we've got to remember, not remember what we were going to say as much as we remember who we are. Don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, in 1 Peter 2 and 9, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. Our job is to show forth the praises of God who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then Proverbs 16 and 13 says that righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaks right. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can master the art of our words just by rehearsing and remembering. Remember who we are in Christ. Remember what he empowered us to have. Remember the wisdom that he's placed on the inside of us, the faith and the kindness, the courage and the boldness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must remember that D in our word acronym reminds us to deliver with confidence. You see, our reply is going to determine how others feel for a very long time. That way, we have to make sure our delivery is sound. We've got to know that how we say something is just as important as what we say. Remember, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4 and 29, not to let any corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. Yes, that it may administer grace to the hearers. We discover in Ephesians 6:20 that we are ambassadors in this Christian life, and we're praying to speak boldly as we ought to speak. Therefore, my friends, our conversation should be professional, peaceful, powerful, and productive. We're not trying to speak with glowing words, but we want to speak in power. We want to preach in power. We want to be professional and offer peace and joy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can win the war of words when we implement these four steps. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.